Today, Shiz Masech, the site of Dav Chav Zayin. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Dav Chav Vav on the base, the bottom line, Am Shmuel. Says Shmuel, Yisa Adam, a person should preferably marry Duma, a woman that people are claiming did something inappropriate, acted immorally, Val Yisa Bas Duma, and rather than marrying the daughter of such a woman. Shizu Ba Mitipik Shera, the woman who there are rumors about, is there were no rumors about her mother. Since there were no rumors about her mother, we can be comfortable in assuming that her yichus is fine. And Rashi in Masechta Yevamos explains, what is the word duma? Duma is from the word doima. This is, everything we're speaking about here is only something that we're suggesting might happen, not something that necessarily happened. Here Rashi explains doima means that since we could speak good and bad about her, so we're not certain what to say about her. So the Karen Ira asks, if we're learning here that it's preferable to marry the mother rather the daughter, how can we say that because we're sure that the mother's yichus is fine, but we're not sure about the yichus of the daughter. But if the daughter, if the mother did something wrong, then the mother is also becomes disqualified. So he explains, every person has a cheskes kashrus. So this mother has a cheskes kashrus. But the daughter, who was born after the mother acted this way, never had a cheskes kashrus. And that's why the mother is a better shidduch than the daughter. Tosfos also points out that when we're speaking about these people, that we're speaking about a kol of the pasuk. There was a rumor about her, but it isn't a persistent rumor. However, if it was a kol of the loy pasuk, that there's a constant rumor and there's nobody denying, nobody stopping that rumor, so he says that the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, teaches us that if there's a persistent rumor about a woman, then the halacha is Teitzim Mibala. She shouldn't even remain married to her husband. And if she shouldn't remain married to her husband, certainly Tosfos says that the halacha would be one, she shouldn't remain married to her husband, certainly one should not marry such a woman. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds Yisa Adam Bastuma, it's preferable to marry the daughter, Val Yisa Duma, not marry the mother. Shizu, Amez B'cheskes Kashrus. We don't have any rumor to say that the daughter did anything wrong. And the fact that she was born from such a mother, there's a rule throughout Shas of Roy Bilas Achabal. We could assume that the mother got pregnant from her husband. However, Zu, the mother, who we have this rumor about that she did this, Einam B'cheskes Kashrus. The Pasha Pshat in the Braisa is that Yochanan is saying it's preferable to marry the daughter rather than the mother. But there are many Mepharshim that suggest Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you can marry either. There's no preference. Each one of them comes with their own set of issues, and each one comes with the reason to be lenient, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says you can marry either. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Noisa Adam Duma, that it says clearly that a person can marry such a woman, that, and this isn't this contradictory to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you shouldn't marry such a woman? Omer Rava, so Rava says with Tisbra, let's understand the wording of that Braisa. Are we to understand the Braisa, says Rava, Noisa L'chatchila, that one should seek out such a wife? Ella, what's the Braisa mean to say? Imnasa, that if you married such a woman, you may remain with her. Tani Nami, and that's what he says, what he meant to say, Bastuma, that if you married such a daughter, you're allowed to marry. Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing, explained the Mepharshim, that neither of these women are the perfect match. The only question is, who may you or should you marry? Says the Gemara Hilchasa, the halacha is, Yisa Adam Bastuma by Yisa Duma. It's better to marry the daughter, not the mother. The Tanya of Tachlifa by Marava Kamei de Ravua, Isha Mizana, even if you have a woman who's acting in such a manner, Menek Shirim, the children are still considered kosher, the Yichus is kosher, for as we explained a few moments ago, Roy Bilois Achrabal, we could assume that it was the husband that is the one that is the father of this child. And the Ramah says that not only in a case like we're discussing, the Ramah is an Evan Ezer Simon Dalad Sif Chavov. Not only in a case like we are discussing, where it's only rumors that are involved, but even if there are Edim that she was Mizana, or even if she herself admits that she did this immoral act, we still have this rule of Roy Balus Acha Abal, and we could take that, and even she could even, this daughter could even marry relatives who of the man that she's accused of. The Aloch is absolutely Roy Balus Acha Abal. So now ask the Gemara, Bayer of Amr, if a woman acted in a very immoral fashion, Mahu, what will we say about her children then? Says the Gemara, that a woman only gets pregnant near the time when she's going to have the period. There's no question. We have to be concerned. The husband doesn't know when that's going to happen. And it's difficult for him to prevent her from doing the wrong thing during that time, and we need to be concerned that maybe she had an improper relationship. And as Rashi and Tosfos both explain, we know that when we speak about women and their periods, there's what's known as a veset kavua or a veset she'ena kavua. A veset kavua is a woman who sees her period on at regular intervals and at a regular, basically regularly scheduled time. So such a woman, the husband knows when the period is to be expected and will watch her that time to make sure she doesn't do anything wrong. But our Gemara, they explain, is speaking about a woman who has a veset she'ena kavua. She doesn't have her period at a regular time. Since she doesn't have her period at a regular time, the husband doesn't know to watch her because he doesn't know when to expect her period. The Chazanish, however, says that there are Rishonim that disagree. And they say that since the husband, even when a woman has a regular period, it's difficult for the husband to know exactly when that's going to come. Kiti Bailoch, the question is, El Lib de Mandom She'en Isha Misaberes, that a woman only becomes pregnant Ela Samach L'Tfilosai, at the time when she goes to the mikvah. Mai, what was Elocha? Kivin de Yadaba, the husband is aware when the wife is going to the mikvah, and therefore Nuturim Mantala, he makes sure that she doesn't do anything wrong at that time. Adilma, Kivin de Prutz B'Yaisa, the woman we are speaking about here, acting in a very immoral fashion, so therefore, Loi, there's no way for the husband to adequately protect her, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Taisa says that this discussion of the Gemara is only that the Gemara is debating if it's Samach Levesta, Samach Letvosoi, is really not a very serious machloikish, because Taisa says Samach Levesta and Samach Liibura are very same time. The Miri says the halacha is that we don't have to be concerned about Laloch Lemais, the Gemara remained with a teiku. But the Miri says that Lalocha, even a woman who's a prutza b'yoyser, we can rely on the kashrus of her children. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer Simon Chaim Chelik Dalid Sift Hazvav are more machmer, and they say that im hoisa prutza b'yoyser, if the woman acts in an extreme immoral fashion, we have to be concerned about the children, but The Rama says that even the woman who's prutz b'yoser, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam just told us that the halach is we have to be concerned about the kashrus of the children. If the woman is saying, I know that these are the children of my husband, she is believed. So we discussed that in certain circumstances, Bezdin intervenes and does the kinui. Tarabonim, the pasuk says in the Parashat Soita, Ish Ish, Kisista Ishtoi. Why does it say Ish? It would be adequate to say Ish. Matamalayma Ish Ish. Why does the Torah say Ish Ish? Rabbis Erish is Cherish, Veshishoita, Veshishaman. A person, a shaman, is a person who's also suffering from emotional issues. Or shaholach balad minas yom, the husband went overseas. V'shayachavish v'sasurim, or the husband is in prison. Shebezdin mekana lahem, Bezdin does kino in their behalf, and what the kino accomplishes is that ulafaisla miksubasam, through the kinui and stira, she loses a ksuva. Yochel aflash goysam, continues the brisa, maybe through a kinui and stira of the bezdin, the woman drink the maim and marim also. Tamloima vehevi ish asishtoi. Only a husband brings a wife, not anyone else. Yosem aflash goysai, even lash goysai, the kinui of the stira of the husband is going to be, of the Bezdin, is so effective that Kishiyetze Baalam Beis Asurim, when the husband leaves prison, Yashkena shall drink. The Tveres Yisrael says that when we speak about the Eish Shoita, we're talking about that he became a complete Shoita. But if somebody is temporarily incapacitated, that is not a case where Bezdin will intervene. The halacha is that when he gets better, then he'll do what he has to do. However, the Tveres Yisrael says that really has to be examined. He says a person who's in prison also is going to come out of prison. Yet we just learned explicitly that the Bezdin does kinui. And because of that, the Tveres Yisrael says we have to look at the situation. If the person is unfortunately a shaita, and yes, there's hope that he will get better, but it's not imminent, then Bezdin can intervene. If the person is only temporarily and it's not for long term, then the halacha is that the Bezdin could get involved. The Tosefta says that even though Rabbi Yossi said that the Bezdin's kinu istira could affect that she should have to drink, but Rabbi Yossi agreed that it's the husband that brings her and ministers. Says the Tosefta, that's only in a case where the husband is going to get better. But let's say you have a person who remains a shaita, or a person that remains a cherish, then according to Rabbi Yossi, not only does Bezdin do the kini v'stira, but Bezdin is the one that could cause her to administer the mei hamarim also. So ask the Gemara Mike Mifki, what is the basis of this machlokes? Rabbanim Savri, being on the kine vehevi. The pasuk says vehevi ishes ishtoi, and the pasuk says vekines ishtoi. So we learn from here that only the one who does the kinui could bring her to drink, and since the husband's the only one that could do that, the husband's the only one that could cause the drink. Only a kinui of a husband could lead to drinking. Rabbi Yosef's opinion is, Loi Binan, the king of Ahivi, we don't know it. So the Sefer Mincha Chareva asks, isn't there a rule that Shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai? So why can Bezdin act in the capacity of a Shliach of the husband who he himself can't do a proper kin of Estira? So he answers, what is the concept of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai? He explains that the concept of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai teaches us that the person, that the Shliach, stands in the place of the Meshaleach. And therefore he explains that the only time we could say Shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai is in a case where the Meshaleach is able to do it. And if the Meshaleach is able to do it, then the Shliach acts in his place. But here we're referring to a situation, the various examples that the Braisa gave, that the person himself is not able to do it because he's incapacitated.
when the mishaleach, the husband, is unable to do it, the Bezdin cannot act in the manner, Bezdin cannot act as his shliach under such circumstances. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Zois Taras HaKanaz, Asha Tishta Isha Tachas Isha, Lahakish Ish Leisha, Leisha Leish. We connect the halacha of Ish Leisha, the husband and the wife and the husband, and to both ways. Ask them, so what did the Braisa mean? It says the Gemara Amar of Sheshes, Shem Shuhu Sumalaya Mashka. If the husband is blind, he can't bring his wife to be a Saita. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Vanela Me'ena Isha, he has the ability of sight. Kach, Simlim, he im Haisasuma. If she's blind, she doesn't become a Suma, doesn't become a Saita. Ravasha Makshem Shim Chageris, if she can't stand, the gedemes, or she's missing hands, she doesn't become a saita. The ksiv, the pasuk says in describing the procedure of a saita, you put the carbon mincha in front of on our hand. Kach, therefore, who im ha'yechiga gidem, if the husband suffers from these different ailments, Loya Mashka, the din of Saita wouldn't happen. Rashi says that when we speak about a gedemis, a person who's missing a hand, the woman's missing the hand, only if she's missing both hands. But Rashi says if she's only missing one hand, then she would become a Saita. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that even if she's missing just one hand, she doesn't drink, because the Torah says kapeha, she has to have both hands. And since he has to have both hands, if you don't have both hands, then the halacha is, according to Rambam, you can't drink. Mabar Rashi Amar, she'ilmis loya shaysa, a woman who can't speak doesn't drink, because as we learned, the Torah says, the ksiv, v'amra amen amen, she has to be able to say amen twice. Kach imhu ilaim, imhaya ilaim, if he's unable to speak, loy haya mashma. The Shalos HaTshuvos Shvus Yaakov, based on our Gemara, says that from here we see that under normal circumstances, a shvua that has to be administered can be administered in writing. Because if the Torah has to go out of its way to say that this woman, the soita, has to be able to articulate the amen, amen, it means that everyone else doesn't. That the Urim V'Tumim disagrees. And the Urim V'Tumim says that our Gemara is not a Raya, because it could be that actually that's what our Gemara is teaching us, says the Urim V'Tumim. That a Shvua, that from the Parsha of Saita we learn, that in order for a Shvua to be considered a Shvua, it's only a Shvua if it's verbalized. And a Shvua that's not verbalized, the Gemara is teaching us, is actually not a Shvua at all. Hadron loch arusa, hadron loch arusa, hadron loch arusa. Says the Mishnah, Shem Shemayim Boitkim Oisa, just as we've learned that the water examines her, determines her guilt or innocence, Kachamayim Boitkim Oisa. It will also affect the adulterer. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ubo, Ubo. The Pasuk says the word bo twice, and from the fact that the Torah says the word bo twice, we learn that it affects not only her, but it also affects the adulterer. The Yerushalmi, Taisus, however, quotes the Yerushalmi that it's possible for the Saita water to kill the Saita and not the adulterer. Because they explain that these two individuals are not always equally accountable, even though they both participated in the same Aveira. What he explains, when the Saita did this Aveira b'mezid, and the Boil did the Aveira b'shagig, so therefore the Saita will die and not the Boil. The Yeshua Yaakov, however, points out that in the case where the Boil did the Aveira b'shagig, so what would happen if he would come and say testimony that the Saita did this Aveira and she did it b'mezid? And as we learned on Daf Gimel, the halacha is that as far as a site is concerned, a eid echad is neman. So even though normally a person can't come and say he did an aveira because of the rule of ein adam meisim atzmei rasha, but points out the Yeshus Yaakov here, that's not the case. Because Yeshus Yaakov says he's saying he did the aveira, but he said he did the aveira b'shoigig. And by saying he did the aveira b'shoigig, he's not making himself into a rasha. So now we have a case where we have an eid echad that could testify that this woman did the aveira b'mezid. So ask the Yeshus Yaakov that we learned on the Avav Amin Aleph, the Rav Shesha said that the sight of water is only effective when there's no aid that could tell us that she did this aveira. But in a case where there's an aid who could tell us that she did this aveira, the sight of water is not effective. So ask the Yeshus Yaakov, let's think about this case. Where the boil did the aveira b'shogig, the woman did it b'mezid, and if the boil did it b'shogig, we have an eid echad that could say testimony that she did the aveira. And if we have an eid echad that could say testimony, then the site of water won't be effective. So how could Tosfos say that this is the example that the Yerushalmi means that the soita will be affected by the water and not the man? Obviously, says the Yeshus Yaakov, this was a discussion that we discussed when we learned the Afav, that the only time that the soita water will not be effective is only if there's two edim. Not only if one aid not good enough. And therefore, the halacha is that since there's only one aid, that's not enough to spare her from the mei soita. The problem with that pshat, however, is when we learned the Gemara and Daf Vav, we learned that this was actually a machlokes rishonim. How many aidim could prevent the soita water from being effective? One aid or two aidim? And the Yeshus Yaakov points out from, if we look at the Yerushalmi, and we look at how Tosfos learned the Yerushalmi, it would be a raya that only two edim could help her, not one aid. Because otherwise, why would she be spared? Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah, Kshem Shasur Labau. Furthermore, after Kinui and Stira took place, says the Mishnah, as we learned, until she drinks the water and her situation is determined, she's not allowed to have relations with her husband. Shem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Labal, she can't have relations with the Baal. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Zois Tyrus Akanasa Shatishta Isha Tachas Isha Venitma. The Nitma comes to tell us that she can't anymore have relations with her husband until her situation is clarified. And says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk could have just said, Nitma. The Pasuk says, Vin Nitma. What we learn from the word Vin Nitma is that not only is she also to her husband, but she also to the boil as well. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Amr Bishua, says Rabbi Shua, Kach ha yadar zechai ben k'tzav. Indeed, says Rabbi Shua, that's the way we learn that she's also a boil, we learn it, that's the way Rabbi Zechariah ben Ktzav learned it. However, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Omer, Shnei Pamamurim Beparsha Nitma V'Nitma, the Torah says that the word Nitma twice, to teach us Ech L'Baal V'Ech L'Baal. Says the Gemara, Boi B'Yoim, on that day, what is that day? So we have Bai B'Yoyim offered, mentioned in Shas. And Bai B'Yoyim is what the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Daf Chaf Ches, Oman Aleph discusses. That was the day that they removed Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi. And that was the day that they removed the guards from the door of the Beis Midrash. Rabbi Gamliel would say that the only people that may come into the Beis Midrash are somebody who's toichai kabaroi, somebody who's absolutely pure in his learning. And at that day, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, they opened the door for everybody. And as the Gemara over there teaches us, that because there was such an increase in Talmidim
who learned in the yeshiva. There was a great amount of Torah learned that day, and there were many questions that were outstanding till that time. And that time, they taught this halacha. And the question is, is this all these halachas that we're about to learn mentioned in this Mishnah? Because the halacha that Rabbi Akiva just taught us, that the soita is a sur labal or labayil, that she's not allowed to have relations both with her husband and with the bayil, was taught that day. And because that is an example of what was taught that day, we learn other halachas. The Mishnah cites other halachas that were taught that day. So again, says the Mishnah by B'yayim Darish Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk says, "V'kol kli cheres ashiipa mehem atoichay kolash atoichay yitma." The Torah says that a kli cheres, an earthenware keli, is different than a metal or wood vessel in two ways. A sheretz that touches an earthenware keli doesn't make that earthenware tamei. It only becomes tamei if the sheretz is suspended inside that kli cheres. But when it's suspended inside the kli cheres, everything that's in the kli cheres, even things that aren't actually touching the sheretz, will become pasuk, will become tamei. How does he learn it? Because it would have been adequate for the pasuk to say that everything that's in the kli sheretz, in the kli cheres, that the sheretz is suspended in it, should be tamei. It would be enough to say, to teach us that halacha, it would be adequate for the pasuk to say, "Kol asher betoichet tamei, ena ametamei." But that's not, says Rabbi Akiva, what the pasuk says. What the pasuk says, yitma, what that comes to teach us, that anything that's in the kli cheres, not only is a tamei, but it becomes that tamei letamei acheres, that it can be metamei other things. Lamed, so limed, from here we learn, al kikar, if there's a loaf of bread that's inside that kli cheres, which that kli cheres, that kikar is a sheni l'tuma, that means the case here is that there was a sheretz suspended in the kli cheres, and therefore the kli cheres becomes a rishon l'tuma, and the loaf of bread which is in that kikar becomes a sheni. What happens now is that shematama as that if that kikar touches liquid, those liquids become a shlishi. The reason Rashi says we're using the example of a loaf of bread, because typically a kli cheres also can mean a furnace. In those days, the furnaces were typically made out of cheres, and that's why we could understand that it was a furnace, that a kli cheres furnace in which the sheretz came into. The Rishonim also point out that even though we're learning that a sheretz that's suspended in a kli cheres makes the kli cheres tamei, what it doesn't do is it doesn't make that this entire kli cheres, the entire interior of the kli cheres, is considered like everything is being touched by a sheretz. Because if that was the case, then we wouldn't have to go through the example, the way we learned it, that the sheretz makes the kli cheres tamei and the kli cheres makes the bread tamei. Rather, we could have said, it's as if the sheretz is torching the bread. But that's not what the halacha says. Moreover, what we said was that this bread that now becomes a sheni touches mashka. Why do we say that it's touching a beverage, not that it's touching a food? Because the halacha is that oichel is metama mashka. A food can be metama a liquid, but food cannot be metama another food. Amar Rishu, to which Rishu said, "Miigala ofer meinecha Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, you should come to Tchias Amesim, and you should hear what Rabbi Akiva said. She hayis oimer, you would say osador achel tar kikar shlishi. You said that there's going to be future generations that are going to say that the bread which is a sheni cannot make the liquid shlishi, because shein loy mikra min ha-Torah shu tamei, because you can't find a source in the Torah for such a halacha, And now, Baruch Hashem, v'loy Rabbi Kiva Talmidcha, that you have Rabbi Kiva Yitalmid, maybe loy Mikram and Atameh, was able to find a source from a pasuk in the Torah, Shutameh, because as we just learned, Kala Shabbataycha Yitma. And as I saw, the Mitzvah Eisen explains the Gemara. We know Chazal teaches us, Tzadikim and Misason, Tzadikim, even when they're no longer alive, Kruyim Chayim. And that's why he said to him that Miyagala Ofer Meinecha, you're not considered really dead. You're just like sleeping, and wake up and learn, and we'll be able to teach you this halacha. The Rambam actually points out in the Pirush of Mishnayos that Rabbi Kiva wasn't even a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But one pshat that the Rambam says is that out of respect to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Kiva, he's called Talmidcha. Another pshat that I saw is that the Talmidim of my Talmud's Talmud is considered my Talmud as well. I saw a very nice pshat that what is the lesson here? A person is considered like a Kli Cheres. A person is considered like an earthenware vessel, because just like an earthenware vessel is easily broken, a person is very fragile. And if a sheretz, if something, if apikorsis or something like that enters the person, not only is the person become tamei, but what we'll do is that such a person that becomes full of tumah has the unfortunate ability that he makes others tamei, yitma. So a person has to recognize that not only does he have to protect himself from becoming tamei, he has to protect that because of becoming tamei, what could be the effects of it. This Mishnah, the Posh Pshat in the Mishnah, however, is Mi Yigala Ofer Beinecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai will get up for Tchiyas HaMesim, and when he gets up for Tchiyas HaMesim, he'll hear what Rabbi Kiva taught us. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, when it wants to speak about Tchiyas HaMesim, uses the words Mi Yigala Ofer Beinecha, that the offer is what will cause the person to get up. And that's why the Minhag HaOlam is that even people who are buried in Chutz Laaretz, they're careful to put on the body of the Nifter some earth from Eretz Yisrael. Particularly, they should be put on the eyes of the Nifter based on our Gemara. I actually saw that the minig is that it should preferably be the son who should put of the Nifter should put it on the eyes of the Nifter as the Nifter is being buried. And at that time, he should say the Pesukim of a Chiper ad Masai Amai, and the other Pesuk that should be said is Kirotz Avadecha es Avaneha ves Afra Yuchayneneu. Bai B'yoyim, continues the Mishnah, Bai B'yoyim Darash Rabbi Kiva, we know that the Aloch Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that one is not allowed to carry outside the Chum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amah. Because the Pasuk says about the cities that Klal Yisrael were told to give to the Levium. The Torah speaks about the cities and the Migrashei Arim, the area around the cities that have to, what should be done with them. And the Pasuk says, Madoisim Chutz Leir as Pas Ked Malpayim Eir Amma, Ve'ir Batovach, you have 2,000 Amma outside the city and the city in the middle, Ze'ir Lehem Migrashei Arim. Mikra Acher, but there's another pasuk that says Mikir Ir V'chutza Elef Amma Saviv. So is it 2,000 Amma or 1,000 Amma? Explains the Mishnah. Yef Shalayma Elef Amma. You can't say it's 1,000 Amma. Shekvan Nemer Alpayim Amma. The pasuk says 2,000 Amma. V'yef Shalayma Alpayim Amma. Nor can you say it's 2,000 Amma. Shenemar Elef Amma. It says 1,000 Amma. Hoketzad. How do we reconcile these two pasukim? Elef Amma Migrash. The Torah says that there should be 1,000 Amma of around the city where it should be open area where the people could go there to take a walk. It shouldn't be an inhabited place, or it's a place where people could walk their animals, and it should not be a place where people plant fields or build houses. And the Apayim Amma is coming to teach us the din of Tchum Shabbos, that that's the mount that you can walk on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef Yosef Aglili Omer, Elef Amma Migrish, that he doesn't agree that there's a Tchum Shabbos, like Rabbi Kiva says, of 2,000 Amma. And therefore he explains the Pasuk, Elef Amma Migrish, 1,000 Amma is for the Migrish, that's left open, and Alpayim Amma, and on top of it, there's a place of 2,000 Amma, which is where they plant Sodus and Krumim. The Chassam Sofer points out that why is the, according to Bekiva, that we're learning from here, the Halacha of Tchum Shabbos, why was the Halacha of Tchum Shabbos specifically taught by the Levi, Ari Leviim, and not anybody else? Because he explains that by everyone else, they could build around the city. So we can learn that if you could, and if you in an area that's completely inhabited is not an area from where we count the Tchum Shabbos. Only, says the Chassam Sofer, by the Ara Leviim, where the area outside of the cities have to be left empty, so if there are places without any building, we could learn the Halacha of Tchum Shabbos. By B'yom Darash Rekiva, the Pasuk says in the Shira, Oz Yashem Moshe, over Nei Yisrael Sashira, Shais Lashem, V'yomer Lema. So questions Rabbi Kiva, Shein Tamad Loimer Lema. There's no reason for the word the Torah say Lema. Or Ma Tamad Loimer Lema. Why is the Torah teaching us the word Lema? Lamed Shal Yisrael Oynim Shir Akrav Shemayshub Akol Dover V'Dover. They would say the Shira after Moshe Rabbeinu said whatever he said. Kekoyna Sahalul. And Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we're going to explain what that means. Kach Nemar, therefore it says Lema. Nachem Yamar, the way that the Shira was repeated after Moshe Rabbeinu was Kikaren Shema, the like Kikaren Sahalal, all to be explained in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. By B'yayim, Darish Rabbi Shub and Hercules. Because we're learning about that special day, and as we discussed earlier, that special day, so many new halachas were taught. So the Mishnah teaches us not only the halachas that we've learned till now that Rabbi Kiva taught, but we could also learn what Rabbi Shub and Harkness teaches us. By B'yayim Darash Rabbi Shub and Harkness. Lo'ovet Iyav as a Kodesh Baruch Hu al Mahava. Iyav served a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of a Hava. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Iyav, Hein Yakdileni Lo'y Yayachel. What Iyav was saying was that even if a Kodesh Baruch Hu would punish me and kill me, Lo'y Yayachel, I will remain connected to him. So the Chidah says a beautiful pshat. As we said earlier, that was the day that we're speaking about in our shir is the day that Rabbi Gamliel was removed from the Nasius and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as the Nasi. But the Gemara in Masechet Brachos teaches us that even though Rabbi Gamliel suffered a terrible embarrassment where he was removed from being the Nasi, still, Rabbi Gamliel still came to the Beis Medrash. He didn't want to deprive himself of learning in the Beis Medrash like everyone else was learning. That, explains the Chidah, is very similar to what Iyav did. Iyav says, no matter what happens to me, lo yayachil, I remain connected to Hashem. So Rabbi Gamliel's behavior, boy b'yoyim, says the Chidah, was very similar to Reb Te'iv's behavior, and that's why it was appropriate to learn about Eev that day. But says the Bishta, for the Dain Shokel, we're not sure how to learn or how to read the word Loy Ayachel. Do we learn it Loy with a Vav, and it means Loy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Metzapa, I remain committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what happens to me. Oy is the way to read it, Loy Ayachel, Ani Metzapa. I'm only worried that the only reason is I'm worried, hey, Yikdaleni, I'm scared, but not out of love. Tamaloymer. So it says the Pasuk that Iyav speaks to his colleagues and he says, At Egva Loyasir Tumasi Mimeni. He says, even till the day I die, I will remain Tamim. I will remain whole in my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see very clearly that
that he served Hashem out of Ahava. Amri Yeshua, Miigal Ayefa Meinecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, She Hareya Yisadarish Kol Yomecha, you learned your entire life, Shloy Ovid Eva Samakam Elam Yira, the Yira that Eve served Hashem only out of Yira. Shenemar, Ish Tam V'yosha Yireya Lakim, Samira. So you see that Eve, Rabbi Yochanan considered him a Yireya Lakim. But now, Yeshua, Talmud, Talmidcha, Yeshua, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, teaches us that really Malahava Isa. So the Ian Yaakov asks, so, but the Pasuk does clearly indicate that Eve was Yirei Elokim. So he explains that even though the Pasuk uses the word Yirei Elokim, the word Yirei Elokim that's used in the Pasuk could actually be referencing Ahavas Hashem. And that, in this context, it should not be considered they only served Hashem out of Yira, but actually Eve served Hashem out of Ahavah.